I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Jared Payton joins us.
If you guys could have had a camera on me, because, you know, I'm an avid listener to the show and to the station. So when Lawrence was talking about how his feelings were, that if you would have seen me pumping my fist and hitting my steering wheel of the car, I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly how I feel.
You like that?
I feel the exact same way. It's a different feel. And to take a part of what you guys were talking about a little bit earlier, just so you guys know I listen. Listen, I don't want to go chasing waterfalls.
Do me a favor. Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Is that accidental, or are you trying to quote TLC on purpose?
I don't even understand the reference.
But it's hard not to when Ben Johnson and Ryan Poles put some TLC onto that interior line, right? It just makes you feel good.
And you do us proud. Because I don't want no scrubs.
You're not aware that's a TLC song.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You said chasing waterfalls. Now you're saying you don't want no scrubs.
I don't understand the reference.
It's like a tick.
You're the best. Appreciate you.
All right,
man.
One of the most underrated parts of The Other Guys is that.
As far as paperwork goes, we'll take care of it. You know why?
Why?
Ain't too proud to beg.
Come on.
What?
It's not funny anymore.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not trying to
see references.
Still, nothing. I swear to you.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is a Friday afternoon. It is the nicest day of the year. It is St. Patrick's Day weekend. People going to be out here wilding. But until then, you've got the Spiegel and Holmes show. Tanny is off today. Tyler is here hanging out, making sure we sound good. Shane is over there making sure that the guests are good. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello. It is lovely outside, feeling the baseball vibes, talking tons of football, and it's March Madness in full swing. It's a really good sports time of the year.
Yeah, last night was...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, we were right there,
man.
You
need your moments. You need your DePaul moments.
I got it. Last night was exhilarating, man. It really was. Even with the team losing last night, it was exhilarating to be a part of. Speak straight up, man. I was already like, I wonder if I can get a studio at the Fan for tomorrow, and then I could just... I could just go watch DePaul in the semifinal tomorrow night and do the show from New York.
Man, so you're that guy. It's happening all over the country. Like, alumni of universities are tuning in and, like, feeling the vibe, and then their work day gets, you know, gets taken over, and they start to think about making trips to catch the bullet train while it's still rolling.
Yeah. I also think that, you know, as you get older, there's a little bit more perspective, and there's probably some things that I missed out on because of the job. This fortunately can kind of connect the job to it, but I found myself going, yeah, if they advance, I'm going. Like, I'm going to New York if they advance.
Well,
and then they missed the front end of a 1-1 that would have put them up 10 with a minute 45 left. And then it ends up being a double overtime loss. But it was a really good run by DePaul. Love what Coach Holt is doing.
The floor is put in Lincoln Park, and now we build from there.
If you love the sport, and I know you love college hoops, and you love the institution, and I know you love DePaul, then you're starting to feel it as it happens. If you love baseball and you love the Cubs, but more importantly, you love like baseball culture, you love experiencing newness of baseball culture, and you're a guy like me or like a baseball lover, like perhaps you, the listener, maybe as things are starting to trickle in this past 24 hours, you're starting to feel it and being like, why the hell am I not in Japan? I mean, when this trip came up, Lawrence, I immediately, like, you do all the jokes.
Well, we joked about it when we were in Vegas.
And we joked about it. I joked about it in the hallway. Hey, Mitch, I think you should send the afternoon show to Vegas. Hey, Mitch, when you send the radio team to go cover the games, man, don't you need a sideline guy? And then every time I talk to any member of the Cubs organization at any level, like, hey, you guys need somebody else maybe go with you.
Anyone to carry the bags?
Right, you need anybody for anything? Oh, God, it's so funny. And then somebody said, hey, Speaks, why don't you build like a little advertising package? Why don't you talk to one of your friends who like advertises here on the station, who could have sent me over? Maybe they could have sponsored it. Maybe I could be over in Japan right now talking about Russ Armstrong and the Chicago Window Guys or something like that.
I leave Russ out of it.
He's a beautiful man. He didn't do anything wrong. I didn't even bring it up to him.
He didn't know that you were thinking about going to Japan.
It's not his fault. I'm just sharing with the listeners what happens in the brain when you're trying to scheme your way to Japan.
Oh, good point.
So that's all. Like, I'm trying to scheme my way to Japan, but really none of those things ever got out of like the imaginary rambling phase. So it didn't happen, and I'm like, yeah, it's all right. It's going to be fun. Seeing the videos of both teams at the parties and stuff and having fun, that was one thing. But seeing the videos today upon wake up of the workouts,
mm-hmm.
10,000 Japanese baseball fans showing up at the Tokyo Dome for about $13 a piece, going in there just to watch these teams work out. And Pete Crow Armstrong quoted in Zahadov's piece on The Athletic saying, I've definitely never seen that about a crowd watching workouts. Gives you a little insight into how much love they have for baseball here, combined with the five Japanese guys. I think it's pretty one of a kind having this many people watching us take BP, watching me catch fly balls behind my back and mess around a little bit. That's been the coolest part of today, the atmosphere of this practice. Why am I not there?
Well, remember what I said yesterday about the quote from the Japanese fan at the airport. Where he's like, I don't care if I see Shohei. I just know that I am breathing the same air
as crazy.
Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, and talking to your guy Steven Nelson at the end of yesterday's show, when he was just waking up in Japan and he was considering whether to have Japanese breakfast, not the band, but the item, or have a breakfast burrito.
He was leaning more burrito, I feel it's like.
My guy. We bonded on the breakfast burrito.
You guys
burrito.
Very much, and you're both right, by the way, about the breakfast burrito.
It might be the world's perfect food item.
It's elite. Like, there's no doubt about it. Yeah. The breakfast burrito is elite. But I feel bad now because I think this is what's kind of put you on this road is that
Steven,
yeah,
he's lying in bed looking outside the window talking about life in Japan as a baseball human.
And explaining what this is all like for Shohei Ohtani.
Has anybody watched The Avengers? Truly, this man, like, he can't be a normal human. Anymore, anywhere, but especially here. I was joking with some members of our esteemed security staff, and I was like, hey, we got to the point where you got to like set up, you know, like underground paths for people, and shell game car rides and things like that. And he just kind of laughed, but he didn't deny it. So I don't know. Just to put it into context, last time I was here in Japan was the World Baseball Classic a couple years ago. And Lars Nootbaar of the St. Louis Cardinals, he's half Japanese just like I am, and he was playing for the Japanese national team, first non-Japanese-born player to represent Samurai Japan. And he became, like, this national sensation in the country. And Lars is a good player. Like he just got to stay healthy for St. Louis. But he really endeared himself to the country of Japan here quickly. And he told me at that time, he's like, I walked outside just to like go get a snack at 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven is a huge deal in Japan. And he's like, I got mobbed. So he's like, if that's happening to me, can you imagine what happens if Shohei Ohtani just steps foot outside in public? Like, so it's just, it's at a level you can't really imagine. Like, you see his face everywhere on billboards. So he's just kind of, a superhero. But the way he carries himself and compartmentalizes, you would never know it.
Yeah, your guy Steven Nelson definitely did whet my appetite.
He's on the Dodgers broadcast. He's going to be doing sideline stuff and breaking down some of the cultural stuff there inside of the Dodgers broadcast.
Yeah, man. He's half Japanese. Dave Roberts is half Japanese. I mean, there's a lot of connectivity. Obviously, more so with the Dodgers than the Cubs, but plenty with the Cubs. And just it's seeing all the Cubs players embracing the opportunity and the coaches. And man, and part of it is I'm feeling bad for our friend Nico, who wishes he was there, because Nico is such an open-minded and thoughtful dude. And
he would really get something out of the trip.
This opportunity to take in an entire other baseball culture. It's really hit me over the last 24 hours or so.
Well, we're both like this too when it comes to baseball in particular. I've seen baseball in the Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico,
man,
Nicaragua, and Costa Rica.
Damn.
Okay.
That's awesome.
And I had a colleague at DePaul who is from the Dominican Republic, and the way she would talk about baseball there, and you've been there, right?
Yeah.
See baseball?
Yeah, I saw baseball. I've seen like three or four different levels of baseball in the Dominican Republic, including a big time winter league game,
man,
at Aguilas versus Licey, in a stadium up in the mountains. And yeah, the passion is outrageous, and had an incredible experience there. But
and adding Japan,
that's the one,
because of the incredible baseball history.
Kicking myself, man.
Okay, don't kick yourself.
I am.
But I do. I understand.
Would
where
anybody
you're
like
from.
To kick me?
No.
Shane, Tyler, you guys want to kick? Come on, Shane.
Oh, you sound down.
Come on and kick me.
I'm too down to kick.
You got your problems.
Go, Weezer. Go, baby.
I'm sorry.
I like it.
I thought I'd throw that in.
That was solid.
But I get where you're coming from, and I think that's part of the wanderlust aspect that I was talking about, where these moments, we're spoiled, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're very spoiled, and I think that we're aware of it. We acknowledge it. You and I can go to any baseball game in the city and talk to players on the field. We get to be on the infield dirt. We get to do all of that stuff. We've seen clubhouses. We talk to managers.
I was just in Arizona walking around at the Cubs complex, going to the backfields, doing whatever, asking people, got a question, have an answer. We talked about it with Boog Shambi, that accessibility that you can have when you're part of the broadcast crew of like, I'm curious about something, I think I'll ask the person, and then you do.
But the thing is that even though we were driven by our fandom to get into this business, there's still a fandom there that has to be fed occasionally.
Yeah, and I should have fed it. Because, like, as you point that out, I'm reading this text, and he's right to point it out. Like, Spiegs, you could have gone if you wanted to. You aren't going because you're cheap. You wanted to go on the company dime, and I don't blame you. I know he's joking, but the truth is, I did all that, like, kind of scheming and thinking and trying, like, how can I get there? I should have just built a trip around it. And that's the thing. And maybe there's some listeners out there who can relate, or maybe seeing this and like, I've never been to Japan. I've always wanted to. I feel like I blew the opportunity to build a trip around these games and go.
Okay, but
aside from my entitlement as a multi-level baseball person of being involved somehow.
Well, let's make sure that when the next opportunity like this comes up, that you don't take it for granted. And and look, if and we go back to October, Shane, we were in the limo, remember?
We were.
And we were saying to him.
We told him to go.
Yeah, we did.
But I have a good swap out for us.
Okay.
For today.
Okay.
What if we call GoFundMe's King, Bleacher Jeff, get his Tokyo update, and then as soon as he starts talking, hang up the phone.
No, I don't like that idea. I don't like
that. I think that would be fun for us in Bleacher
Dead. He's a sweet guy.
Yeah, but he did a dumb thing. He is a sweet guy, but he did a dumb thing. And now his $5,000 worth of content is selfies on the airport at the airport saying the plane's pushing back in an hour.
Hey, you gotta wait. He shines when the game comes. When the game comes,
we'll see.
And he finds something to bang against out there, you know. And Jeff is doing his banging thing. That's when
man live.
That's when his value really gets defined.
Let him live. But the bigger point about this, and we can get to know Tyler a little bit too. Is there something that's driving you? Like, for example,
yes, sir.
As I started classes at Alabama and went down there, and they had orientation, I was like, I think I should go. Like, I didn't have to go. I was taking classes online. Like, yeah. I didn't have to go, but I went. And when I went, I was like, oh, the thing's happening. I'm like part of this now.
Oh, and you want that. The way that you talk about Alabama and you take some pride in your team and such, you clearly felt something when you went down there and you were looking to feel it. And you were wanting to feel
100%.
It.
100%. So then the thing became, I need to go see an Iron Bowl. Like, yeah. Not just I need to go see an Alabama game.
Yeah.
I need to see Alabama-Auburn. I need to understand it. I need to be a part of it. So I went. Mm-hmm. And now, like, I'm in. Like, I'm in like all the way. It's the most meatball-y I get is watching Alabama football.
And the way you're talking about it, Lawrence, is crystallizing it for me. Just like you've had the opportunity to see baseball culture in those countries you mentioned, I've had the opportunity to see baseball culture in the Dominican. I missed a chance to see baseball culture in Japan up close.
You missed it, but you don't have to miss it again.
No, but I need to prioritize it. To our point about the future, I need to prioritize it. Like exotic baseball culture. Let me be that guy who chases it down.
Being in Nicaragua and seeing like murals of El Presidente, you know, like, and you sit there, you go, look at this, like, look at this, like, here, I can find out how Dennis Martinez like came up out of this. Like, there is something to it. I highly recommend, especially and start thinking about it now. If you're a baseball fan, you need to go to Puerto Rico. And that's easy. You don't need a passport. And there is a rich baseball history. I snuck in to Hiram Bithorn Stadium and just walked around that place. And as someone who grew up playing catcher, like being in La Tierra de los Receptadores, like I was like, hey, mi gente, all of them, they're right here. Walking around that stadium, like as a baseball fan, you feel stuff. And you should go for all of that. Like,
yeah, I should.
Speaks as your partner, I'm here to tell you, I 100% endorse you doing this.
Well,
because you need it.
You do. You do need it to just kind of keep that flame alive at times. And I wish I was there, but we are following along and looking forward to it. Hit and Run starts on Sunday morning, and I'll be doing essentially a post-game of the second exhibition game that's going on out there. I'll wake up early and watch that game, and it should be fun. And we'll talk plenty of White Sox as well on Sunday morning. So looking forward to that.
Lawrence, one question.
Sure?
You snuck into Puerto Rico?
No. Snuck into the stadium.
Oh, Jesus.
Because it was like... It was like Christmas time, and
I heard that wrong.
There wasn't a lot of stuff going on, so I went into the stadium and, you know, just kind of walked in and then just walked around. Right. And they have a whole mural of all of the great catchers who have come out of Puerto Rico, and just seeing that was incredibly inspiring. And there were like maintenance guys there, and they were kind of cutting the grass and stuff. And I'm like, I am snuck into this place. Where's a place, Shane, that was it Notre Dame for you, like going to South Bend the first time?
So I was at that first night game against USC, like the first night game in 30, 40 years or something like that. And the first time that they actually brought back a live music PA function as opposed to just the band. And the place just was rocking. Rocking. So probably that night.
Tyler, what about you? Is there a place that you've gone or want to go because of the experience?
So I went to Lincoln, Nebraska. I'm a Nebraska Cornhusker fan and got it from my dad. And we went to a game and went to Lincoln for the first time last year. And I didn't realize until we went that was his first time going to that stadium as well. So it was kind of a cool moment being like that father-son for the first time going to Lincoln, Nebraska. Got to watch them lose, but it was still a good experience.
Doesn't even matter if they lost. You and your dad there together. That part was awesome.
Do you guys remember your first father-son trip to Lincoln, Nebraska?
Next week, I'm grabbing my dad,
good,
and we're going
to
switch.
I've never been to Lincoln. I've been to Omaha, but I have not been to... And that's a regret of mine. I've never been to the College World Series. It's coming up.
Yeah, there's a bit of baseball culture that I need to drink up.
There's so much of it, and it enriches us. I'm so supportive of this, Speaks, because it enriches us to do it. And look, the texter's right. You could theoretically still go. The games are just a few days away.
It's a couple of days away. Let me check some ticket prices.
I'll get Groats in here. We'll do some stuff. Mm-hmm. We'll hang out.
Take out a loan against the 401k.
Actually, yeah, probably now.
At this point.
If you did it, it's not like me booking the trip to New York. That's easy.
Did Bleacher Jeff have an overrun? Like, did he make more than he needed, perhaps?
I'm sure.
Okay.
A slush fund?
I'm sure.
I'll glob onto his GoFundMe.
It's all good. I stay in this space, man. It's okay, man.
Yeah, it's the FOMO is real. I'm looking forward to waking up early next week and watching those games. That's going to be some fun.
Which is good. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about whether or not we feel like the Bears have found their third wide receiver.
We each had a guy that we wanted, and we've bandied that about. They signed one. Let's break down what he is and what he's all about.
That's next here on The Score.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.